Proverbs 1:2-4. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Discretion to the youth.
Discretion to the youth.
That's like suggesting it's better to keep your mouth shut and only be thought foolish than to open it and be known as foolish. I think maybe that should apply to more than just the young and more aggressive. Wouldn't you say?
Wouldn't you say?
Proverbs 2:10-11. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you. One common word between those two scriptures is the word discretion.
Discretion,
which according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is the quality of having or showing discernment or good judgment, circumspection, cautious reservation in speech, or the ability to make responsible decisions. That's pretty okay, but it's not big enough from God's perspective. Gosh, so much of our view of the Lord and life is just too small. We either way overvalue things, or we way undervalue things. What persuades us to be that way? And even when we know that we're doing it, we still either foolishly overvalue or grossly undervalue. I don't think I've been very discreet for a large part of my life, and I'd really like to be better about that. Proverbs 13:3, 15:1, 2, 4, 5, and 18. Proverbs 17:28 and 18:4, to name a few, are about discretion.
Discretion.
In these cases, it's linked with knowledge and prudence. In Proverbs 2:11 and again in 3:21, discretion.
Discretion.
Being a feminine noun is a close relative to her sister's understanding and sound wisdom. And the concept guards our life from harm. As a result, in Proverbs 1-8,
discretion
ranks as one of the key features in the overarching theme of wisdom. So, wisdom has some sub-parts, being humility and discretion to start, with knowledge and prudence in the mix. I can see a chemist making a batch of wisdom, and the chemist adds 2 milliliters of discretion and 3 milliliters of prudence, 4 milliliters of knowledge and 5 milliliters of understanding, or however God's formula goes, along with other valuable ingredients, reading from his recipe for wisdom, then stirring it all together to become a homogeneous, stable container of wisdom. Homogeneous meaning as a uniform composition. There is also an element of to-do in the word for discretion.
Discretion.
It is an action-oriented feminine noun. Proverbs 11:22, though, is a bit of a mystery to many, saying, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. I believe it is speaking of the ugliness of something that is beautiful as only befitting a queen, and yet is sported about without taste, void of tact and grace, giving no thought to foolish actions and hasty words, like a pretty or a handsome face contrasted by an ugly soul. It is said that a life of continual indiscretion scars a beautiful face, and will even make a clever man foolish. In this case, discretion is in the sense of virtue or moral worth. It is like physical beauty coupled with moral deformity, if you can picture that. But still, what is it? God says we need it, but do we have it?
Discretion.
We use the word discretion often enough, but I just don't think most of us know what we're saying. I'm not trying to insult anyone, but come on, it's the truth. We all say a lot of stuff, and if we were to be truly tested, we often don't know what we're talking about. In light of that, what does God mean when he uses the word discretion?
Discretion.
As in Proverbs 5, 1 to 2. He says, "My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge." One fellow wrote that discretion, as used in Scripture, is learning how to respond to others with thoughtfulness and tact. It is letting the Lord build up right character in us in order for it to flow from our mouths and actions. It is putting forth what we have learned and gained from our personal growth and maturity in Christ and applying it. An example of discretion is learning to think before you speak, not letting our moods and feelings take over our composure or mouth.
Discretion.
In 1 Samuel 24, when David and his fellows were hiding out in the cave, Saul came along and stayed the night in the very same cave. Even though the men urged David to kill Saul, thinking that would solve all their problems, David refused to strike down the Lord's anointed. He exercised discretion, or played the rest of the movie, so to speak, and avoided having to live through some pretty terrible consequences which would have followed. In Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira thought they could just do business as usual, lie to God by pretending to give all the money to the church while keeping the rest for themselves in secret. They totally did not practice discretion by considering what would happen if they lied to God, as I highly suspect they had done in the past with other business dealings. In the end, their manipulative actions and lack of discretion or careful thought as to the potential consequences of their actions before they acted out cost them their lives. They did not think carefully before they acted. Can you see how and why the writer of Proverbs might say that discretion and wisdom can easily save your life? Sure. It would be very wise and discreet of me to shut my mouth in the face of potential lethal violence. Now, that is not the time for smart remarks or trying to give sage advice.
Discretion.
The saying, "discretion is the better part of valor," is another way of saying, "look before you leap," which was first recorded in 1477. Charles Churchill wrote that, "Even in a hero's heart, discretion is the better part," meaning sometimes it's better to run away and fight another day. William Shakespeare also used a form of Proverbs 2:11 in one of his plays with the line, "The better part of valor is discretion."
Discretion.
And all of them mean, use your brain and think before you act. Proverbs 16:32. "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." Discretion.
Discretion.
There is a time to be brave, and there's also a time to rethink your strategy, retool your resources, and come at the conflict from another direction. The idea is to resolve the conflict, not needlessly die on a hill of contention if you don't have to. The expression emphasizes the importance of being cautious and reserving acts of bravery for when they are actually needed. Proverbs 2:11 is saying it's better to be cautious rather than dead, all because you didn't play the whole movie. So, what do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.